Supreme talks about his baby's mother like a whore. Sweet 16 she is, with future uncertain, love incomplete. Soapy days for Junior and she. At 3, Supreme comes to give his boy a pat and a pound, put his hoodie on the couch, his Timberlands up on the chair so his bitch can bring him a beer. So, this is the nuclear family. Mommy, baby, and daddy makes a mess of his baby's mother's hair as they fuck till her mother comes in from work. She's playing house, he's playing man, and Junior's the only one who accepts he's just a child. Wild night she had with the swish of her stuff, knocked up to a waddle, a baby carriage bustle, and still gets her play. But her dream is true romance. Well, sorta. Every day from 3 to 6. Supreme leaves out before mommy comes kick his lazy, narrow behind back onto the street. He's not a corner boy. The bodega in the 40s is mid-block, where bullets fly. No names engraved, and he may be next. Shielded by the patron saint of the brothers. Being there is all there is. Living lovely without turning the corner, reaching for a swig brings sweat to his brow and shit to his mouth, dispelling knowledge on the stuffs, the pleasing things the baby's mother do, dousing the sidewalk with wretch of a boy man, breaking Friday nights to seek manhood in a paper bag. Says, fatherhood is real cool, and the kid looks like me, so she better not let nothing happen to him, I'ma kill the bitch. Sudden twitch to the roll of the wheel, train steel, stained blue, puts punk on the wall for some trumped up call from precinct 101. Monday at 3, the baby's mother waits. Junior in her arms, patiently at the door, doesn't know what she misses. Locked into the routine, project queen. Supreme rode off into the sunset with a 3 to 6 all his own. It took a week for her to find out, a minute to promise devotion. Her life on hold as Supreme calls, checking on his boy. And a baby's mother. Getting dicked. Who reigns supreme?